सर्वेभ्यो नमस्कारः। सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः अजन्तस्त्रीलिङ्गप्रकरणे द्वितीयः पाठः, मे मासस्य सप्तदशः दिनाङ्कः। येनाक्षरसमां नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते। यः अजन्तस्त्रीलिङ्गप्रकरणमारब्धं, स्त्रीलिङ्गप्रकरणे आदौ आकारान्ताः स्त्रीलिङ्गाः पठ्यन्ते। यथा मया उक्तम्, अकारान्ताः स्त्रीलिङ्गाः न सन्ति, अतः आकारान्तस्त्रीलिङ्गेभ्यः आरभ्यते प्रकरणम्। तत्रापि आकारान्ताः सर्वे आबन्ताः इति उच्यन्ते। आप् इति टाप्, डाप्, चाप् इत्येतेषां त्रयाणां स्त्रीप्रत्ययानां सङ्ग्रहः, तस्मात् तदन्ताः आबन्ताः इत्युच्यन्ते। आकारान्तस्त्रीलिङ्गानां यानि विशिष्टानि कार्याणि, तानि सर्वाणि आपं निमित्तीकृत्येव भवन्ति। अर्थात् आपः अथवा आबन्तस्य इदं कार्यम् इत्युक्त्वा एव कार्याणि विधीयन्ते, तान्येव कार्याणि एतेषां शब्दानां भवन्ति। तर्हि आबन्तत्वप्रयुक्तानि कार्याणि कानि इति पश्यामश्चेत्, आदौ हल्ज्ञाभ्यो दीर्घात् स्थितिस्य प्रक्तं हल् सुप्रत्यये कृते हल् ङि आप्। हलन्तात् दीर्घौ यौ ज्ञापौ तदन्ताच्चाङ्गात् परं सूतीसि इत्येतत् अप्रक्तं हल् लुप्यते इति सूत्रार्थः। दीर्घः यः आबन्तः, अर्थात् आकाररूपेण यः आबन्तः श्रूयते, तस्मात् परस्य सुप्रत्ययस्य लोपो भवति। अत एव रमा सु इति चेत् रमा, सुप्रत्ययस्य लोपः। सीता सु इति चेत् सीता इत्यादि, सुलोपः आपं निमित्तीकृत्य कृतः। अनन्तरम् औ प्रत्यये परे औङ आपः इत्यनेन औकारस्य स्थाने षि इति आदेशः क्रियते। षि इत्यत्र शकारस्य इत्वे इ इति शिष्यते। रमा औ इति स्थिते रमा इ रमे। प्रथमैकवचने सम्बोधनप्रथमै सोरि प्रथमाद्विवचने सम्बोधनप्रथमाद्विवचने द्वितीयाद्विवचने च इदमेव रूपं रमे। अनन्तरं सम्बुद्धौ च, सम्बुद्धौ परतः आबन्तस्य एकारादेशः भवति। एकारः अन्तादेशः क्रियते आबन्तस्य, तेन हेरमा सु इति स्थिते एकारादेशे हेरमे सु इति भवति। अनन्तरम् एङ्ह्रस्वात् सम्बुद्धेः इत्यनेन सुलोपे हेरमे इति रूपम्। सो वन् टु त्रि, त्रीणि कार्याणि। अग्रे आङिचापः, आङिचापः इत्यत्र आङि ओसि च परे एकारादेशः विधीयते। आङ् इति टा प्रत्ययस्य संज्ञा इति उक्तं, तस्मात् टा प्रत्यये ओस् प्रत्यये च परे पुनः एकारादेशः। एकारादेशः त्रिषु प्रत्ययेषु परेषु भवति, द्वाभ्यां सूत्राभ्यां विधीयते। सम्बुद्धौ च इत्यनेनापि एत्वं विधीयते, आङिचापः इत्यनेनापि एत्वं विधीयते। अस्य उदाहरणानि कानि चेत्, रमया, रमा आ तिष्ठते एत्वे रमे आ रमया, एवमेव रमा ओस् रमे ओस् रमयोस् इति रमयोः। याडापः, नितां प्रत्ययानां येषु प्रत्ययेषु ङकारः इत्संज्ञां प्राप्नोति, ङे ङसि ङस् ङि इत्येतेषु इत्येतेषां चतुर्णां प्रत्ययाणां याट् इति आगमः विधीयते। टित्वात् आद्यवयवः, अत एव रमायै रमायाः रमायाम् इति रूपाणि सिद्ध्यन्ति। या इति श्रूयते, स एव याट् आगमः। षष्ठी बहुवचने ह्रस्वनद्यापो नुट्, ह्रस्व नदी आप्। सर्वत्र प्लीज नोटिस दट देर इज एन आप एवरीवेर। All karyas being told are because of aap. It is not like, say, if you have an ikaranta pullinga, for example, there could be some karyas which depend on the ghi samnya, some karyas which depend on rasva, etc. There are different nimittas. But for abhantas, the only nimitta for any vishishta karya is only aap. All karyas depend on it being an abhanta. except of course, there is a nishedha, purva savarna dirgha nishedha by dirghadjasicha. Other than that, anything which happens which is dependent on abhantatva. ह्रस्वनद्यापो नुट् इत्यनेन आमः नुट् इति आगमः क्रियते. रमा न आम् नामी इत्यनेन दीर्घे णत्वे रमाणाम्. अनन्तरं ङेरां नद्यां नीभ्यः, ङेः आम् नदी आप् नीभ्यः, आवन्तेभ्यः परस्य ङि प्रत्ययस्य आम् इति आदेशः क्रियते. आदेशे कृते रमा आम् याडापः इत्यनेन याडागमे रमायाम् इति रूपम्. सी देर् आर् सेवेन् कार्यास् विच् दीस् आर् वाट् इस् दिस् इस् वाट् कान्स्टिट्यूट्स् अ प्रक्रिया फार् एनी आबन्त. ह्रस् हल्याभ्यो दीर्घाच्युतिस्य प्रक्तं हल् औङापः सम्बुद्धौ च आङिचापः याडापः ह्रस्वनद्यापो नुट् एण्ड् नेरां नद्यां निभ्यः. Okay, so there is a question here. Since we have Abhanta, why do we need the Linga Vishishta Paribhasha? Linga Vishishta Paribhasha is for Svadhyutpatti itself. It says all karyas, the Supratyaya can happen if it is Pratipadikat. True that the sutra also has Gnyap Pratipadikat, but the Ni and Aap in that sutra are meant for a different purpose. For actual Subhutvati, we take Pratipadikat as the this. And also there are many other karyas which depend on it being a Pratipadika. Okay. Without Pratipadika Samnya, we cannot do many of the karyas. So for Svadhyutpati, that is for adding the Supratya itself, we have the Pratipadika Samya. And again, as we see later, in Shabdas like Sarva Shabda, say for a Sarvanama Samya, you have Sarva Shabda, which is not Sarvanama. In the Sarvadigana, the word which is there is only Sarva. So only Sarva should have Sarvanama Samya. And Sarva will not get Sarvanama Samya by any sutra. So if it is not Sarvanama, even if you have Nyap Pratipadika, it will not make a difference, because it does not have Sarvanama Samya. And then we cannot do karyas which depend on Sarvadini Sarvanamani. So there are many cases where this such inclusion is required. That is why the generic paribhasha is Pratipadika Grahane Linga Vishishtasya Api Grahana. Is that fine? So he says Nyap Grahanat Linga Vishishta Paribhashaya Va. Because, I mean, the second Samadhana comes up because there is something else in that Nyap Pratipadikat. He says this is about a general Akaranta Strilinga. Now what will happen if it is a Sarvanama? As I said, there is a Akaranta Strilinga Sarva Shabda. Sarva Shabdasya Akarantatva Tap Pratyekrate Sarva A Akasavarna Dirghaha Ittinena Savarna Dirghe Sarva Iti Akarantam Pratipadikam. And as I said, by Linga Vishishta Paribhasha, it has Sarvanama Samya. Sarvadini Sarvanamani iti Sarvanama Samya Vidhayakam Sutram. If you remember, Sarvadini Sarva Vishwa Ubha Ubhaya Ityadini Shabdasvarupani Pratipadika Sarvanama Samyani Sihu iti Ucchate. Sarva Shabdasitu Gane Pathanasti Katham Sarvanamattam iti Cheta Pratipadika Grahane Linga Vishishtasyapi Grahanam iti Paribhashaya Sarva Shabdasyapi Sarvanamattam Asti. किन्तु सर्वनाम संज्ञा प्रयुक्तानि कार्याणि कानि इति द्रष्टव्यम्. बिजी इन पुल्लिंग देयर वर there are different karyas which dependent on the sarvanama samya, like you have jasashi sarve ityatra ramah ramo ramaha sarvah sarvau sarve prathama bahuvachane jasashi ityanena shyadeshah ngasinyoh smatsminau sarvanamnasmai ityatra adeshah sarvasmai sarvasmat sarvasmin anantaram ami sarvanamna sut iti sudagamah kataha. So there were four different karyas and five pratyayas in which there was a special karya for sarvanama. Now, will those karyas apply here? Is the question. Jasashi ityasti. Korthaha adantat sarvanamnaha jasaha shisyat. It is only for adanta sarvanama, hraswakarantas. So it will not apply here. Again, you have sarvanamnasmai ngasinyohusmatsvinau sarvepi adantebhyah vihitaha. So, tesham api atra pravrittihi nasti. Those three sutras will not apply. Ami sarvanamnasut is one sutra which does not specify, it is adanta. Sarvesham bhavati. Ami sarvanamnaha sudagamaha. Tasmat that one sutra will apply even for strilingas. There is a sudagama in am. Other than that, the sarvanama karyas which we applied in sarva shabda will not apply here. Right. So, but there is another one sutra which is specifically told for strilingas. We have to see. Now, since those karyas do not apply, prathama vibhaktau kopi visheshah nasti. Sarva sarve sarvaha. Yatha rama rame ramaha. Tathaiva sarva sarve sarvaha. Idamapi abantam. Since this is also abanta, the karyas which were told for ap will also apply here. Sarva sarve sarvaha. He sarve, he sarve, he sarvaha. Sarvam sarve sarvaha. Kvapi visheshah nasti. Yatha rama shabdaha, tathaiva sarva shabdaha. Sarvaya sarvabhyam sarvabhihi. Agre sarva. ए इत्यस्ति ये प्रत्यये परे याडापः इत्यनेन याडागमे प्राप्ते अत्र विशिष्टं सूत्रं विद्यते सर्वनामनः स्यात् ह्रस्वश्च पदचतुष्टयम् अस्ति सर्वनामनः स्यात् ह्रस्वः च सो घेर् ङिति इत्यतः ङिति इति अनुवर्तते याडापः इत्यतः आपः इति अनुवर्तते. So, this sutra immediately follows Yadapaha, if you see. And if you notice the krama, the meaning is very obvious. Gherniti, Yadapaha, Apaha Yadagamaha Bhavati, Sarvanamnaha Syat. So, instead of Yat, we have a Syat Agama for a Sarvanama. Hraswahacha, and also there is a Hraswa for the Pratipadika, for the Abanta, is what the sutra says. Sarvanamnaha Syat, Hraswahacha. Abantat sarvanamnah parasya nitaha syat syat apashta hraswaha. So the nit pratyaya will get syad agama and the abanta, the pratipadika, will get hraswa by this sutra. Yatopavadaha yad agamasya apavadatvena sarvanamnah parasya nitam nit pratyasya syad agamo vidhiyate. Sarva e ityasti. Sarva sya e. Ayamapi tit tasmana adhyavayavaha. Sarva sya e iti syat agamaha. Sarva sya e iti hraswaha. So both karyas given by the same sutra. But the general rule is, even we are doing two karyas from the same sutra, we don't do it in a single step. We show it in different steps. Because every step should show one karya. This is the general rule. So sarva sya e asti sya e ityatra akara ikarayoh vriddhireji ityanena vriddhau sarvasyai. So the first difference for sarvanamas comes only in the chaturthi ekavachana for strilinga. Sarvasyai sarvabhyam sarvabhyah punah pancham ekavachane sarvasyah sarva as sarva as ityasti. Syadagame sarva sya asu, harasve sarva sya asu, akasavarne dirghaha, sarva sya asu, ruttum visargaha, sarva sya ha, sarva abhyam, sarva abhyaha, sarva sya ha, sarva yohu, sarva os, प्रतिस्थिते एत्वे अयादेशे सर्वयोः सर्वस्याः सर्वयोः सर्वा आम् इत्यस्ति एकादेशस्य पूर्वान्तत्वेन ग्रहणात् आमि सर्वनाम्नः इति सुट् अगेन ही सेज एकादेश ही इज रेफरिंग टू द एकादेश बिटवीन सर्व आ व्हेन वी डिड आबंत सॉरी व्हेन वी डिड द आप प्रत्यय फॉर सर्व यू हैव सर्व आ एंड वी डिड अकस्सवर्णे दीर्घः इत्यनेन एकादेश कृतः सो सर्वा इत्यस्ति इदानीं सर्व आ आम सर्व इति सर्वनाम आम इति प्रत्ययश्चेत् मध्ये आप् प्रत्ययः अस्ति एकादेशस्य पूर्वान्तत्वेन ग्रहणात् सो वी स्टडीड् दिस् आलरेडि अन्तादिवच्च योऽयम् एकादेशः सः पूर्वस्य अन्तवत् परस्य आदिवच्च भवति वेर् एवर् वि डु एकादेश इट् बिहेव्स् लैक् द एण्डिङ्ग् आफ् द प्रीवियस् पार्ट् एण्ड् द बिगिनिङ्ग् आफ् द लेटर् पार्ट् सो वेन् यु हाव् सर्व आ And we do akasavarna dirgha. Savarna dirgha is the ekadesha. We have sarva. The akara behaves like it is a part of sarva shabda, which is a sarvanama. So directly the sarvanama is being followed by am. So that is why we can apply ami sarvanamnaha sutu and we do sudagama. Sarva su am. Ami sarvanamna sutu iti sudagamaha. Sarva sam. सर्वस्याः सर्वयोः सर्वासां सर्वस्यां सर्वाङि अस्ति ङेरां नद्यां नीभ्यः इत्यनेन आमादेशः सर्वनाम्नस्याढ्रस्वश्च इत्यनेन स्याडागमः अस्वः सर्वस्यां सर्वयोः सर्वासु रूपम् सो देर् आर् ओन्ली टू सूत्रास् विच् आर् स्पेसिफिक् फार् for an akaranta sarvanama that is in strilinga okay only two sutras one is sarvanamna syadha svashta and the other is ami sarvanamna sutta but the number of rupas which differ is again sarvasyai sarvasyaha sarvasyaha sarvasyam and sarvasu this is still five rupas which differ from the general akaranta strilinga just like it was in pullinga but there are only two sutras for this okay so have akaranta strilinga sarva shabda and if you look at the forms so these five are those which differ so for nit pratyaya nit pratyayesu pareshu sarvanamna syadhrasascha इति भवति आमि तु आमि सर्वनाम्न सुट् इति सुडागमः दीस् आर् द टू कार्यास् विच् डिफर् फ्रम् द जनरल् आकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग आर् रमाशब्द क्वश्चन्स् रविचन्द्रन् जी एकादेश इस् द आप् उभयथा वन् सेकेण्ड् वाट् इस् इस् बै इट् इस् उभयथा एकादेशस्य वकारादकारस्य आपश्च योऽयमेकादेश सवर्णदीर्घः तस्य एकादेशनिष्पन्नस्य आकारस्य पूर्वान्तत्वे आप्त्वव्याघातात् आबन्धत्वं व्याहतं न च परात्वेन आबन्धत्वमपि इति वाच्यम् बट् वै डु वि नीड् आबन्त हेर् वाट् ईस् ट्रैङ्ग् टु से इस् इफ् वि से दट् द आप् इस् पूर्वान्तवद्भावः That is, it behaves like the ending of Sarva, then we can't call it Aap, because the Pratyaya is gone. It is the Ekadesha, right? It's an ekaresha, so there is no pratyaya. We cannot call it an abanta. If we want to call it an abanta, then we have to make it a purvadi. Purvadi vadbhavena abantatvam. Paranta vadbhavena sarvashabdatvam. It is sthitihi. So he says, ubhayatha nacha paraditvena abantatvam piti vachyam, ubhayatha ashrayane nantadivat iti nishedhat. So because of that, he says we cannot take both. That is a rule. We cannot take both Purvanta Vadbhava and Paradivadbhava together. That's a rule. So he says, Linga Vishishta Paribhashaya Abantasya Sarvanamatvam Abantatvantu Paradivadbhavena. So the Sarvanamatva, as I said in the beginning, is because of the Linga Vishishta Paribhasha. Pratiparika Grahane Linga Vishishta Syapi Grahanam Ityanena Abantasyapi Sarva Ityasyapi Sarvanamatvam Asti Abantatvantu Paradivadbhavena. So, by Paradivadbhava, we can treat it as Abanta. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. So, we can move on to the other Sarvanama. So, he says, Evam Vishwadayopi. Okay. What's the Lakshmi? Yes, so everywhere we need it because, I mean, that is where we need it more. Because you see, Apaha Rasvashta, that is where we need both Abantatva and Sarvanamatva. Because for Shashti Bahuvachana, we don't need Abantatva. It is enough only if it is a Sarvanama. So, but for Chaturthi and all, we need both Sarvanamatva and Abantatva. So, that is where, so we need Sarvanamatva for Sarva itself and also Abantatva. He says, we can get Sarvanamatva by Linga Vishishta Paribhasha and Abantatva by Paradivadbha. That is Yoyam Ekadeshaha Saha Purvasya Antavat. It is called Purvantavadbhava. Parasya Adivat. It behaves like the beginning of the para, the latter part. That is called Paradivadbhava. Okay. So, Evam Vishwadayopi Abantaha. So, whichever Sarvanama, Sarvanama Shabdas will get up, will behave like this. There is no difference. All abantas or akarantas, trilinga sarvanama shabdas will be like sarva shabda. There are a couple of vishesha sutras for sarvanamas. Vibhasha diksamase bahuvrihau iti sutram. Though I mentioned this sutra in the sarvanama prakarana in pullingas, we could not find an example there because the digvachaka shabdas are all strilingas. So that is why the sutra is introduced here, even though it belongs to the Sarvanama Prakarana. Sarvadini Sarvanamani Vibhasha Diksamase Bahuvrihau Itteva Sutra Kramaha. So if you remember the Sarvanama Prakarana from Akaranta Pullingas, he takes Sarvadini Sarvanamani, he leaves Vibhasha Diksamase Bahuvrihau, then takes up Nabahuvrihau Tritiya Samase Dvandvecha Vibhasha Jasi Prathama Charamatayal Pardhakatipaya Nemascha Ityadi. Yani sutrani sarvanama prakarane santi tani sarvani tatraiva vyakhyatani idam sutram tu ekam atra asti kimartham iti cheta asya udaharanam strilinge eva labhyate ityatah vibhasha diksamase bahuvrihau paratrayam asti vibhasha diksamase bahuvrihau sarvadini sarvanamani ityasti atra sarvanamata va syat uktam vibhasha vikalpena sarvanamatvam bhavati Kutra iti chete, bahuvrihau diksamase. Korthaha, uttarasyaha purvasyascha disho yadantaralam. Uttara purva, uchasti shabdaha. Korthaha, uttarasyaha dishaha purvasyascha dishaha yat antaralam. The, that which lies in between the north and the east, which is nothing but the northeast, the direction. So, the samasa is by a special sutra which says ding namani antarale. Ding namani, dishoyani namani. That is the names of directions. Antarale vachye. When the meaning is the direction in between them. So in that case, there is a Bahuvrihi Samasa by the Sutra Dingnama Nyantarale. So the word Uttara and the word Purva are joined to form word called Uttara Purva, and the meaning is the northeast. Okay. Says in this Samasa, the word Purva has Sarvanama Samya. Purva Paravara Dakshinottara Paradharani Vyavasthayam Asamyayam Ityanena Sarvanamatvam Asti. Bahuvrihau tu Sarvanamatvam Nasti. Na Bahuvrihau Iti Nishiddham. Kintu दिक् समासे बहुव्रीहौ बहुव्रीहौ यदि दिक् समासः अर्थात दिङ्नामान्यन्तराले इत्यनेन कृतः समासः तर्हि विभाषा विकल्पेन सर्वनामसंज्ञा भवति. तेन किं भवति? उत्तरपूर्वस्यै उत्तरपूर्वायै इत्युभयं साधु. सो बोथ फॉर्म्स आर करेक्ट. सो वॉट एवर वी सॉ द सर्वनाम कार्यस् दे विल बी डन ऑप्शनली. सो यू हैव उत्तरपूर्वस्यै उत्तरपूर्वायै, उत्तरपूर्वस्याः उत्तरपूर्वायाः, उत्तरपूर्वासाम उत्तरपूर्वाणाम, उत्तरपूर्वस्याम उत्तरपूर्वायाम. ओके. सो दिङ्नामान्यन्तराले इति प्रतिपदोक्तस्य दिक्समासस्य ग्रहणात् नेह या उत्तरा सा पूर्वा यस्याः उन्मुग्धायाः तस्यै उत्तरपूर्वायै. सो यस् द क्वेश्चन इस् दिक्समासे इति उच्यते. वाट्स द मीनिङ्ग् दिक् समासे इत्यस्य कोऽर्थः? डस् इट् सिम्प्ली मीन् एनी समासा वित् द दिग्वाचक वर्ड्स्? एनी समासा वित् वर्ड्स् लैक् पूर्व उत्तर, डु वि टेक् दट् आर् डु वि टेक् ओन्ली दिस् पर्टिक्युलर् समासा? दिङ्नामान्यन्तराले इति प्रतिपदोक्तस्य दिक् समासस्य ग्रहणात्. सो दिक् समासा, वेन् ही स्पेसिफैस् इट्, इट् मीन्स् दट् समासा विच् हेस् बीन् टोल्ड् particularly for dikvachakas, that is dingnama nyantarale, where he panini himself specifically mentions the dik, in that particular samasa this sutra would apply, not in a general bahuvrihi where by chance the dikvachakas appear. An example he gives is ya uttara sa purva yasyaha unmugdhayaha. So या उत्तरा सा पूर्वा यस्याः इति समासः. शी फॉर हूम द नॉर्थ इट्सेल्फ इज ईस्ट, दट इज उन्मुक्ता. ही से शी इज कन्फ्यूज्ड, शी थिंक्स दट द नॉर्थर्न डिरेक्शन इज द ईस्टर्न डिरेक्शन. समबडी हू इज कन्फ्यूज्ड, इन दट केस इट इज अ जनरल बहुव्रीहि समास. लाइक वी से पीतम अंबरम यस्य सह, देयर इज अनेकम अन्य पदार्थ इज द सूत्र, एंड दिस इज अ जनरल बहुव्रीहि समास. But this happens to have the Uttara and Purva, which is the Digvachakas. Okay. So then also we have the Pratiparika as Uttara Purva. But this Sutra, Vibhasha Diksamase Bahuvrihau, will not apply for such Samasas. It will apply only for the Diksamasa. Diksamasa means Dingnama Nyantarale Ittenena Kritoyas Samasaha Sa Eva. So it's only for the Antarala, Dingnama Nyantarale Itti Samasasya Eva, विकल्पेन सर्वनाम संज्ञा उत्तरपूर्वस्यै उत्तरपूर्वायै. इफ् इट् इस् अ जनरल् बहुव्रीहि समास विच् हेस् सर्वनामास्, देन् इट् विल् नाट् अप्लै. सो इट् विल् बि ओन्ली उत्तरपूर्वायै, न बहुव्रीहौ इति सर्वनामत्वनिषेधः. सो देर् इस् ओन्ली वन् फार्म् विच् इस् अ लैक् रमायै, यु हेव् उत्तरपूर्वायै. ओके. सो दिङ्नामान्यन्तराले इति प्रतिपदोक्तस्य दिक्समासस्य ग्रहणात्. प्रतिपदोक्तं नाम taking the same word as dik, that samasa which has been told, which is dingnama nyantarale. Tasya grahanat na iha ya uttara sa purva yasyaha unmugdhayaha tasyai uttara purvayai. Bahuvrihi grahanam spashtartham. So he says, okay, you say dik samase. If by dik samase we are taking dingnama nyantarale, then why should he say bahuvrihau? Because dingnamanyantarale is a bahuvrihi samasa. There is no other dik samasa which comes in elsewhere. Dik samasa, which is dingnamanyantarale, is always bahuvrihi. So why does he say bahuvrihau again? He does not need to say this bahuvrihau. Just say vibhasha dik samase. So he says bahuvrihi grahanam spashtartham. So to just clarify the meaning, he has included bahuvrihau. Wherever this spashtartham comes, it actually means that the word is not needed. Okay. But ரிஷி பிரணீதத்வாத். சின்ஸ் கன்சிடர் பாணினி ஆஸ் அ ரிஷி, வி டு நாட் சே தட் ஓகே இட் வாஸ் அ மிஸ்டேக் ஆர் தட் ஹி ஷுட் நாட் ஹவ் டன் இட். ஹி சேஸ் இட்ஸ் ஃபார் கிளாரிஃபிகேஷன் ஆர் டு மேக் த மீனிங் மோர் கிளியரர் ஹி ஹஸ் இன்க்ளூடட் இட். பட் ஈவன் வித்தவுட் இட் வி குட் ஹவ் காட் த சேம் மீனிங் இஸ் வாட் த ஸ்பஷ்டார்த்தம் மீன்ஸ் வேர் எவர் வி ஃபைண்ட் தட் வேர்ட். ஸோ பஹூரிஹி கிரகணம் ஸ்பஷ்டார்த்தம். ஸோ நெக்ஸ்ட் இஸ் அந்தர சப்தா. We have an antara shabda, which is also a sarvanama. Antaram bahiryogopa samyanayohu. It is sarvadigane antargana sutram. Antaram, the word antara, bahiryoga upasamyana. In these meanings, bahiryoga means that which is outside, or upasamyana, which means a layer of clothing, the outer layer of clothing. So, esho anayohu arthayohu antara shabdasya sarvanama samya asti iti uktam. Tena, டாபி கிருத்தே அந்தரா இது பவதி அந்தரஸ்யை ஷாலாயை. அந்தரசப்தஸ்ய டாபி அந்தரா சப்தஹ தஸ்யாபி சர்வநாமத்வம் அஸ்தி. ஸ்யாடாகமே கிருத்தே அந்தரஸ்யை ஷாலாயை பாஹ்யாயை இத்யர்த்தஹ. சேஸ் ஸ்கூல் விச் லைஸ் அவுட் சைட். அபுரி இத்யுக்தேஹ நேஹ அந்தராயை நகர்யை. ரிமெம்பர் இன் அந்தரம் பகிர்யோகோபசம்யானயோ there was a vartika which said apuri iti vaktavyam, arthat pura shabde pare athava pur shabde pare antara shabdasya sarvanama samya nasti apuri iti vaktavyam. So puri ityanena tat samanarthakani padanyapi grihyante atayeva antarayai nagaryai, a city which lies on the outskirts ityarthe. Nagara shabde pare அர்த்தாத் புர் சப்தஸ்ய சமானார்த்தகேஷு பதேஷு பரேஷு சர்வநாம சம்யா நாஸ்தி இத்யுக்தத்வாத் அத்ர ந பவதி அந்தராயை நகர்யை. ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் த வார்த்திகா அபுரி இதி வக்தவ்யம் விச் ஆல்ரெடி ஸ்டடீட் இன் புல்லிங்காஸ். அண்ட் தெர் இஸ் ஒன் மோர் சூத்ரம், விபாஷா த்விதீயா த்ருதீயாபியாம் பரத்வயம் வித்யதே. கேர் ங்கிதி இத்யதஹ ங்கிதி இதேன வர்த்ததே. யாடாபஹ இத்யதஹ ஆபஹ இதி சர்வநாம்னஹ ஸ்யாட் ஹ்ரஸ்வஷ்ச இத்யனேன ஸ்யாட் ஹ்ரஸ்வஹ ச இதேன வர்த்ததே. ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் எ சூத்ர விச் ஃபாலோஸ் இன் த சீக்வென்ஸ். யாடாபஹ சர்வநாம்னஹ ஸ்யாட் ஹ்ரஸ்வஷ்ச விபாஷா த்விதீயா த்ருதீயாபியாம். கிளியர். ஃபார் த்விதீயா அண்ட் த்ருதீயா த ஸ்யாட் அண்ட் ஹ்ரஸ்வாதேஷ will be optional. So there will be two forms is what this means. Abhyam dvitiya tritiya etabhyam shabdabhyam nitaha nama ngit pratyayasya syat syat apascha hasvaha. So he says, so why do we need this sutra? It's because dvitiya and tritiya are not included in the sarvadigana, right? So when you go and look at sarva vishva ubha ubhaya, dvitiya and tritiya are not included there. So even if they are not included there, the form is there. There is an optional form with the syat adesha. So instead of sarvanama samya, he directly says the syat adesha as vikalpa. Okay. But idam sutram tyaktum shakyam tiyasya nitsu upasankhyanat. Okay. This sutra can be left because tiyasya nitsu upasankhyanat. In the sarvanama prakarana itself, there is a vartika which says tiyasya nitsu upasankhyanam. So for tiya pratyayantas, tiya is a pratyaya, dves tiyaha tres samprasaranam cha iti dvabhyam sutrabhyam tiya iti pratyaya vidhiyate. There is a vartika which says tiyasya nitsu upasankhyanam. When a tiya pratyayanta is followed by nit pratyayas, any of the nit pratyayas, there is a sarvanama samya optionally. The vartikakara directly gives an optional sarvanama samya itself for tiya pratyayantas. So by that itself, since it has an optional sarvanama samya, we can do syat adesha and rasva. So this sutra is not needed, is what the is derived from vartikakara mat. So dvitiyasyai dvitiyayai dvitiyasyaha dvitiyayaha dvitiyasyam dvitiyayam shesham ramavat So other forms, that is other than nit, whatever is a sarvanamakarya, for the other things, it will have, it will behave like Rama, evam tritiya. So this is one of the cases where there is a difference between Sutrakara's intent and or whether what the Sutrakara says and what the Vartikakara says. Okay. So generally, I mean, wherever there is a Vartika, of course, for that particular word it is there. So here also there is a difference. So what is the difference between Sutrakara and Vartikakara? Sutrakara says only the Syat Adesha is Vikalpa. So that is why he gave only three examples, which is Dvitiyasyai Dvitiyayai, Panchami, Chaturthi, Panchami, Shashti and Saptami. So by this sutra we cannot get Dvitiyasam or Tritiyasam. In Shashti Bahuvachana there will not be Sudagama, because according to Sutrakara only the Syat is Vikalpa. He does not give Sarvanama Samnya for Dvitiya or Tritiya. Okay. Also, if you go to the Pullingas, for the Pullinga Dvitiya Shabda, you will not be able to derive Dvitiyasmai or Dvitiyasmat, because there is no Sarvanama Samnya. Sutrakara is only giving a Syad Adesha as the Vikalpa. So instead of that, the Vartikakara gives a more general Vartika, which says Tiya Pratyayanta, whether it is Pullinga or Strilinga, whatever. So in any Nit Pratyaya, it will behave like, it will be a Sarvanama. So in Pullinga we can derive forms like Dvitiyasmai, Dvitiyasmat, etc. And in Strilinga and Shashti also we will have optional forms. So the Vartikakara is actually overruling the Sutrakara here. So that is about Sarvanamas. Sarvanama Prakarane Atra Vaishishtyam Kimasti Akarantanam Sarvanamanam Sarvanamna Syadhrasvascha Iti Vishishtam Sutram Vibhasha Diksamase Bahuvrihau Iti Ekam Sutram Vibhasha Dvitiya Tritiyabhyam Iti Tritiyam. So that is all which deals with Sarvanama Prakarana for Strilingas. The rest all were already dealt with in Pullingas. Okay. So next, there are certain words like Amba, Akarantaha, Strilingaha, Amba, Shabdaha. What is the difference between Amba, Shabda and Rama, Shabda in terms of Rupa? Is there any difference for Amba, Shabda? Amba, Ambe, Ambaha, iti bhavati, evam Rama, Rame, Ramaha. Kutra, Rupe, Visheshaha, Asti. Where does it differ in form? Right. Ravi Vichandanji says in Sambuddhi. Sambodhana Prathama Ekavachane Rupe Visheshaha Drishyate. Ko Visheshaha? Amba Ityasya Sambodhane Kim Bhavati? Amba Ayi Jagadamba Madamba Amba Shabdasya Amba Iti Bhavati. Rama Shabdasya Tu Rame Etvam Asti Atra Etvam Nasti. Kim Sutram? Chet Sutram Api Patitam Purvameva. Ambartha Nadyohu. Ambartha Nadyohu Hraswaha. For those which have Nadi Samya and Ambartha. For those which mean mother. Okay, words which are used in the sense of mother. For those Hraswaha. When followed by Sambuddhi. Sambuddha Uparataha. Hraswaha Vidhiyate. So, He Amba. हे अम्बा सु इति स्थिते एत्वं बाधित्वा अनेन हरस्वे हे अम्ब एव अक्का इति शब्दः अस्ति अल्ला इति शब्दः अस्ति सर्वे अम्बार्थाः द सेंस ऑफ अम्बा वेयर यू दीज वर्ड्स आर देयर द वी रेयरली फाइंड द यूसेज ऑफ अक्का और द वर्ड अल्ला द अम्बा इज यूज्ड कॉमनली नॉट ऑल दीज वर्ड्स मीन द सेम सो फॉर दोस देयर इज अ हरस्व when followed by Sambuddhi. So the form is He Amba. Okay. All other forms will be like Rama. There is a difference only in Sambuddhi. This, there is a Vartika pertaining to this sutra. Asanyukta ye dalakaha tadvatam hraswo na. Asamyukta ha dalakaha. अम्बार्थाः शब्दाः यदि ड ल कान्ताः सो इफ् यु हियर् ए ड ल और् क अट् द एण्ड् एण्ड् दट् ड ल क शुड् बि असंयुक्त दट् इस् देर् शुड् नाट् बि ए संयोग इफ् यु सी दिस् अल्ला देर् इस् अ लकारान्त ल अन्त इट् एण्ड्स् वित् ल बट् दिस् इस् संयुक्त देर् इस् अ संयोग इस् असंयुक्ताः ये डलकाः सिमिलर्लि वित् अक्क there is a kakara but it is sanyukta so if this kaka ka la or da happens to be asanyukta there is no sanyoga then tadvatam tadashanam shabdanam hrasvah na there is no hrasva which means there is the general etva itself he ambade he ambale he ambike have ambada ambala ambika again all these are ambarthas we giving the meaning of mata in these what we are familiar with is ambika which is generally used so anyway you have da la and ka at the end and there is no sanyoga so in this case there is no hrasva instead of it there is a sambuddha uccha ityanena etve he ambade he ambale he ambike okay any questions So we'll move on to the next word happens to be Jara Akaranta Strilingaha Jara Shabdaha Jara means old age Vridhapya So what is the speciality of Jara Shabda? Can you remember any sutras which pertain to Jara Shabda specifically? Anybody? Jara. What is the sutra which begins with Jara? I can also tell that. Sutra itself starts with Jara. Jarayaha jaras anyatarasyam. Right? So Jara shabdasya jaras iti adeshaha bhavati. Anyatarasyam vikalpena bhavati. Kada bhavati. What is the condition for jaras adesha? When will the sutra apply? With Lakshmi ji. Exactly. Ajadav vibhaktav. So when followed by a ajadi vibhakti pratyaya. So then we have jara jaras adesha so in prathamaika vachane na bhavati jara su iti sthite halgyabhya ityanena sulopaham jara iti ekameva rupam jara au tyasti atra kim karaniyam iti prashnah jaraya jarasanyatarasyam ityanena jaras adeshah praapnoti aunga apaha ityanena shi adeshopi praapnoti औङ आपः इत्यनेन श्यादेशः जराया जरसन्यतरस्याम् इत्यनेन जरसादेशः ओके सो विच् वन् डु वि अप्लै इस् द क्वश्चन् इफ् वि डू जरस् देन् देर् विल् नाट् बि शी आदेश रैट् बिकास् इट् इस् नाट् आबन्त एनि मोर् ओन्ली इफ् इट्स् आबन्त वि हेव् श्यादेश इफ् वि डू जरसादेश देर् विल् नाट् बि शी रैट् बट् वेदर् वि डू Jaras Adesha or whether we do she first, then there would be Jaras. Okay. So actually, it is, he says, she bhavat paratvat Jaras. So he says, she bhavaha aungapaha iti 7118, saraya jarasanyatarasyam iti 72101. Paratvat Jaras iti ucchete. Actually, we can also apply the nitya anitya. Either case, jaraya jarasanyatarasyam is what would apply. सो जरस् औ जरसौ जराया जरसन्यतरस्याम् इति जरसादेशपक्षे जरसौ इति रूपं तदभावे सो देर् इस् नो जरसादेश यु हेव् जरा औ அவங்க அபஹா இத்தனேன ஷீ, ஆத்குணஹா இத்தனேன குணே ஜரே இது ரூபத்வயம், ஜரசௌ ஜரே, ஜரசஹ ஜராஹ. ஸோ இன் ஆல் அஜாதி பிரத்யாஸ் வி ஹாவ் அன் ஆப்ஷனல் ஜரஸ் ஆதேஷம். ஆமி நுடஹ பரத்வாத் ஜரஸ். அகைன் வென் வி கோ டு sorry, there is a question, why not jarasi? That is what, when once you replace jara with jaras, you cannot do aunga apaha because there is no abantatva anymore. There is so that comes later, he takes it up immediately after jaras shabda. So why not sthanivad bhava, which we'll see in the next class perhaps. So I mean, there is a same question is raised by Dikshitar in the Kaumudi itself, does will sthanivad bhava apply? So the question is, we have jara and au, we replace with jaras, but still we can use sthanivad bhava, sthanivad adeshaha ittenena abantatve, we can still do aunga apaha and replace her with she. Why cannot we do that is the question. The Siddhanta is we cannot, we'll see the Rupas now, and why we'll see immediately after this. Dikshita himself raises the question and answers it. Aami nutaha paratvat jarasu. Again in Aam Shashti Bahochane Hrasvanadhyapo nut ittanena nut nudagamah karaniyavama அத்தவா ஜலசாதேஷோ வா இது கிருத்தே புனஹ பரத்வாத் சசனத்யாபோ நுட் இஸ் 7153 ஜலசாதேஷ 72. ஸோ பரத்வாத் அத்தாப்பி ஜலசாதேஷ கிரியத்தை. ஸோ ஜரசாம் இது ரூபம் பக்ஷே ஹலாதௌ ச ரமாவத். பக்ஷே நாம ஜலசாதேஷாபாவ பக்ஷே, வென் தெர் இஸ் நோ ஜலசாதேஷ, அண்ட் இன் ஹலாதி விபக்திஸ் த ரூபா வில் பி லைக் ரமா. You see, akaranta strilingaha jara shabdaha. So wherever there is an azadi vibhakti, au, as, am, a, e, as, etc. So everywhere you have two forms. One is with jarasadesha, it will be jarasau, jarasa, jarase, etc. And the other will be the usual form like rama shabda. So this is the forms of jara shabda. There is some vichara which is done based on this. Is there sthanivad bhava, etc., which we will see in the next class. Okay. Any questions so far? ஏனாட்சரசமாம் நாயமதிகம்ய மகேஸ்வராத் கிருத்னம் வியாகரணம் ப்ரோக்தம் தஸ்மை பாணினியே நமஹ. முனித்ரயன் நமஸ்கிருத்ய ததுக்திஹ் பரிபாவ்ய ச வைய்யாகரண சித்தாந்த கௌமுதீஹிம் விருச்யதே.